What's up, everybody? It's your girl Keisha from Put Your Phone Down Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, first off, happy Friday. I have a very special guest on here, and I always start off by giving my guest their flowers, but I am going to throw the whole entire garden at this one. My guest right now, listen, y'all, y'all only knew what goes on behind the scenes, but God is so good. My guest right now has already shown me that she is ready for her next phase of her territory being enlarged. I have known her since she's been a little girl, you know, one of our best friends, which is her cousin, brought her by. And I can already tell she had such go in her. I've seen her evolve to this beautiful woman, this beautiful mother, this beautiful role model. When I tell you, it's like the sky is the limit for her. Like, there is absolutely nothing that is stopping this young lady. What she's done now is pouring back into the community, and I know that it's going to be a success. So if anybody is listening, if anybody has any type of area that they are trying to rent out, listen to this, because this young lady is doing the damn thing. Ladies and gentlemen, I have Jennifer Williams, the founder of Zeta Nicole Girls, on my line. Hello, 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 Jennifer.
Yes, you better with that introduction. Girl, I'm over here like misty-eyed and stuff. Yes.
No, you deserve it. Like I said, people don't know what goes on behind the scenes and trying to land these gigs or trying to land these interviews. And when I tell you, you people, listen, she is rock solid. If you have a young lady that is into some things, and Jennifer is going to play, you know, lay it all out for you, but I just want to put the foundation down. If you have a young lady that's out here, you know, mamas, you might not like your little girls at certain points in your life. Okay. Zeta Nicole Girls, after speaking to Jennifer, this is the place for your young lady, you know, and Jennifer, I'm just going to give you the floor. I've talked enough. Yeah. Can you please let people know about Zeta Nicole Girls, what it means to you, and where are you located? So let's just throw that on out there.
Perfect. Thank you. Well, Zeta Nicole Girls recently started actually in the middle of a pandemic in 2020. And it was a passion of mine that I always wanted to start a nonprofit organization, something just stimulating around girls. And I just, for like about 5-6 years, I kept saying, like, I want a nonprofit organization, something with girls. I don't know what it was. I kept saying, I don't know what it is, but it's something with girls. And it was one day when I saw these girls dancing so seductive. They was 14 years old. And I'll never forget that video that I saw on Facebook. And the men, they was 24 years old. And their mothers was videoing them and cheering them on. And it's just like, bam, that's it. It's time for us to get our girls, take our girls back, to show them some excellent representation of what a lady is supposed to be, how they're supposed to carry themselves. So it was at that moment where I was like, nonprofit mentorship program. And I just went to work. I remember I started to do like a little bit of community work at first, just to get the name out there before we had even added the girls, because I just kind of wanted people to know who we are, what we represented. And it was like the people who first started with me. Unfortunately, those people aren't with me. But again, that's okay, because sometimes people just get you to point A and God got some other people that's going to get you to B, Z, or wherever else. So I added the girls 2020 September, and I was so scared, thinking that wasn't nobody going to show up. I just remember we started off in the library, Hammond Library. I will never forget that. And I just remember wasn't nobody there at first. And I went upstairs to make copies. I came downstairs. It was 8 little girls down there. I was just like, oh my God. My heart just started beating like dun 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 dun. Like, here we go. You know what I'm saying? So a couple of the parents stayed because they wanted to see what was we doing. What the program was, and I noticed that the girls didn't really want to talk. They don't get relaxed until their parents was gone. And that's when I started to hear, you know, things about them, what they're trying to do, what they're trying to accomplish, the ups and downsides of being a teenager, preteen. So as we have transitioned, we're moving into year four. Some of my girls, our enrollment is a little bit lower right now. We started off with 8 and then increased that we had like 22 girls. So due to the lack of like transportation, and then of course some of my girls have aged out as well. I got some college students. I have some girls right now that actually in their last year of high school, about to go to college, which it definitely saddens me because I love these little girls. I have definitely just got attached to them. And I just told them, I was like, y'all gonna leave me. They said, we're never gonna leave you, Miss Jennifer. I said, stop it. Yes, y'all will. So that is kind of like the downside to things, but definitely a plus to watch these young girls transition to some amazing women of society. And to know that you have helped assisted them on that journey, you know, and I always tell them, like, I look forward to seeing you guys, you know, in 10, 15 years or 20 years with your husband, your children on TV. They like, husband, children. I'm like, yes, ladies. You know, and they just like, I'm not getting married. I'm not having no kids. I said, honey, please, you say that now. So that one man comes along, it's going to change your life and your heart. So mm-hmm. I look forward to, you know, seeing who they are going to become. And just to know that you have assisted in watching them grow up to the young ladies that they are. I mean, I can say that I can honestly say, and I'm not just saying it, my girls are very respectful young ladies, classy young ladies, very level-headed, very mature. Sometimes you be forgetting that you're talking to some young girls, but I could just say they're not your typical youth girls the way they think. Mm-hmm. And that right there is impressive to me, you know. But I love what I do. I love the organization and what started had me to start the organization. It was so much of the mentorship, the advice that I got from my grandmother. Even to this day, I talk to my grandmother every single day. I could be up, I could be feeling down, but my grandmother, just to hear her voice, the words of encouragement, it always just uplift my spirits. So I wanted to do what my grandmother does for me to help somebody else as well, to encourage and uplift. So that's how we are with, you know, Zeta Nicole Girls. And that is actually originally where the name came from, because my grandmother's name is Marzetta. My middle name is Nicole, which a lot of women in my family actually name is Nicole. So I just put it all together, Zeta Nicole Girls, because people always ask me, are you in a fraternity? I was like, no, Zeta is my grandma's name.
We're going to give a shout out to grandma because she really did and has laid down the foundation. Now, I know earlier when we were talking, mm-hmm. this program is only on Saturdays from 12 to 3. But now we have transportation.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this transportation and the age group that you are taking in now.
Yes. So transportation, woo, woo, woo. Won't he do it? Finally got some transportation because I lost a lot of members because of lack of transportation, because we were picking the girls up, but I'm not going to lie to you. It was just the zigzagging. And it was becoming a lot, you know. So if you really, really need it, yes, I will go pick up kids that was like by me. And I still do that to this day. But it's some kids kind of live on the other side of town, and I wasn't going to be able to do it, and some of the volunteers. So finally, I'm able to have transportation. So we are actually rolling that out to hopefully get some more of our members back, or some as well, some more new members as well. And we actually have added in on Wednesdays. We just added that this week, Wednesday talk, because I be feeling like some of my girls need like a midday, midweek, you know, pick me up. So we just started that on Wednesdays from 7 to 7:45 when we hop on a Zoom to see, you know, what everybody's doing. Do they need any type of encouragement? Do they need any type of advice? Anything like that? So that actually went pretty well this Wednesday. I actually kind of love it. I was like, I should have did this a long time ago, but that's okay. Here we are now.
This is excellent. Okay, so we have transportation. Mm-hmm. We meet one day out the week. That's on a Saturday from 12 to 3. And now you've added in the Zoom conference. Mm-hmm. So okay, you definitely doing your thing, Jennifer, with this. You definitely doing your thing. I want to highlight more about what you've done for the girls. I know, again, you mentioned it's girls in there that sew, that can bake. Yes. And what you do now is you pour into them. So can you paint a picture? So, okay, wait. Hammond, they meet in Hammond from 12 to 3 on Saturday, each Saturday.
Yep, 6340 Kennedy Avenue.
Okay, and then the payment is just 50 flat for a year.
Yep.
Okay, so 50 flat for a year. We got the transportation. Mm-hmm. We got our Wednesday conference call.
Yep.
Now I want to get into the you pouring into them even more when you see that their gifts and their talents. Let's talk about that.
Yes, I have quite a few gifted young ladies. So we do encourage business owners. I teach financial literacy to my youth girls. So we encourage entrepreneurship 100% here. So if I see one of my girls who is extremely passionate about her craft, we do pay for articles incorporation, which is LLC. I've paid for websites, advertisement, you name it, because we support our girls and their craft and what they're trying to do, far as like their now and their future. So we try to pour into our girls, and then I teach them about the behind the scenes as well, about working and money, about knowing about profit and loss, things like that. So we do a wide range of different services here. I love that we have topics of discussion every Saturday. So our typical Saturday is we have a topic, and normally we sit around maybe in the back or maybe in my office, maybe for typically about an hour and a half to 2 hours. And of course I feed them. I don't charge, again, I don't charge a monthly fee for like the services. We just charge a $50 enrollment fee once a year annually, and that's due every September or when you enroll your child into the program. But it's like a close-knit family here. We have grown extremely close with one another, and they always say, Miss Jennifer, why you ain't letting us spend a night at your house? I'm like, whoo, child. They want a slumber party, and I'm just like,
baby.
They've been asking me for 3 years, and I said, I'm going to one of these days accommodate their request. I just haven't decided when, because when they be asking me, I always pretend like I'm snoring and I can't hear them or something.
Look, that's the best move. All them girls in the morning.
Oh, no. And I'm just like, you know, I was like, they've been asking you for 3 years. And they were just like, I mean, my one little girl, she was like, I mean, I'm just trying to get a sleepover before we graduate, Miss Jennifer. Like, Jesus, what's the problem? But then I said, well, all right, how about I rent a hotel room and we can go to the pool? They was like, no, they don't want to go to the hotel. They want to come to my house. I was just like, oh, okay.
Look, prayer is needed. Okay. Look, if we had time and you know what I'm talking about, I would definitely re-enter my story about waking up in the morning with these little girls. Okay, let's not forget, I used to work at a juvenile detention center, baby. They definitely wake up different, okay?
Right.
My would go down, but shit, that beast be first thing in the morning, okay?
But so, at least they can cook, so I can look forward to some, they getting up and cooking some breakfast. And ain't
you can eat pancakes just as long as they don't say nothing to one another. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to play Beyonce Mew Challenge with them. Like, don't say nothing. Just get up in there and make your eggs, grits. Okay.
Exactly.
Well, let's get into really quickly the age limit. I know we talked about that for a minute too. What age are you taking them in?
So ages is 9 through 17. So when my girls turn 18, I do not put my girls out of the program. They are free to still come. And sometimes I even offer, do they want to be assist with being a mentor, helping out with the younger girls and things like that. So it is 9. I actually just had somebody reach out to me and wanted to enroll a 7-year-old. And I was just like, well, typically we don't take that young, but I said, you know what? God was like, hey, if she needs you, go for it. So I told her, I was like, I will let her enroll with no problem. So, because I'm just like, I don't want to turn people away. If they feel like that they can definitely benefit from the program, I won't do that.
Yeah. And where can the parents find you? I know you mentioned the address, mm-hmm. and you also, you know, talked about the transportation. So if they are in Hammond, anybody who's listening, can they just pop up on you? Where can we reach you?
They definitely can come to my office, and they can actually, we're on Facebook, Zeta Nicole Girls. We are on IG, Zeta Nicole _girls. I even have all of my business on LinkedIn, so you even see the things that I do with the girls on LinkedIn. And you can go to our website, www.zetanicolegirls.org. You can actually download the application. You can fill it out. And you can either bring it to me in person or you can email it to us, which would be zetanicolegirls@gmail.com.
So, Jennifer, with closing out, because I'm, you know, shit, you already know.
Mm-hmm.
Two things, you know, that I would like to get out there. Number one is your GOAT. And number two, you know, closing out, what would you tell 14-year-old Jennifer? So closing out, who's your GOAT? And what would you tell 14-year-old Jennifer?
My GOAT is Marzetta Patterson, which is my grandmother. My grandmother, I respect her so much because she went through a lot of different things in life. And to see that she still smiles and loves her grandkids, herself, treat everybody with such kindness, humility, raise 8 children by herself. That right there is impressive. Cause child, I got one and he made me feel like I have 5. But that woman, I take my hat off to her. She uplifts me when I'm down, when I wanna give up the fight on things. My granny just know the right things to say, and I will forever be grateful to her. And this is why I formed this organization, because of her and what she's done for me. And I wanted to, you know, help another person like she's helped me throughout my 44 years of life. So I take my hat off to Marzetta Patterson. She is my GOAT. My 14-year-old self, what would I say to her? Girl, you have no idea what God is going to do in your life. You know, you might feel like you're not worthy right now. You don't know where you're going to end up, but I promise you, through all the hurdles, the heartaches, the pains, the ups and downs, God has something amazing for you. Just keep going. Don't stop. Mm.
I turned 14 at that minute. Okay. I felt like that word was extra meant, because you know we went over a certain mark, okay? Yeah. And it was meant. So while we on here, we just go play with it a little bit longer.
Yes.
This is what you would tell your 14-year-old self. When you look at these young ladies who are coming of age, mm-hmm. and you know they discovering different friends.
Yeah.
Now, let's get on that for a moment.
I'll talk heavy on that, about who is not your friend, even about the boys, because of course my girls are in high school. Most of them are in high school, so they at that age. I've had the sex talk, you know, because of course they don't want to have that talk with their parents, but I go there with them. I made out a whole packet about diseases and about being pure, saving yourself. Mr. Jeff is our life coach, is the male. And Mr. Jeff gives them the male perspective on things. And he goes there with them and kind of showing them and teaching them about, all right, just because he say this is what he means. This is blah, blah, blah. Sometimes they don't like you, but then they don't listen. But when they come back, like, y'all was right. We know we was right. But I try to teach my girls about staying away from messy. You know, being so gossipy. People who say these things that kind of do those low jabs at you, things like that. Those ain't your friends. That got you in some mess. You know, I had a little girl before that she was around somebody and they got the shoot. Every time she was around this certain person, things would always happen. I was just like, maybe you need to distance yourself from this person. And when it was time for her to show up for her, that girl didn't. She left her. She ended up getting jumped and things like this, but that was her BFF. So mm-hmm. I always tell people, like, everybody not your friend. I tell these girls that. And the older you get, you got to understand is that circle gets smaller and smaller.
Ooh, shine a light on that last comment, baby, because that's a whole word. Mm-hmm. It's a meal, okay, laid out. Yeah. This is something I feel is well needed. I know in our earlier interviews, one thing that you did touch on is you wanted this for you growing up and it wasn't available for you. And if it was available, we touched on this lightly.
Yeah.
It became a hangout spot. Yeah. It was for teens, but it wasn't passing on any type of, you know, knowledge that you can take.
Yeah.
And further grow into adulthood. Yeah. So wrapping this up, you know, what would you want to tell the parents dealing with young ladies about Zeta Nicole girls and how they can go ahead and enroll them?
So you can enroll by simply just going online, on our website. I like to personally talk with the parents first, you know, before like enrollment, because I want to get a general idea of the girl. It's almost kind of like an interview. And because I most of my parents always say that their girls are shy, and I always tell them, I said, once they get here with Zeta Nicole girls, that's over with. Mm-hmm. I have several people have said that, and one of my parents, me and her was just like misty eyes together, and she just told me, like, I've done a lot for her daughter within a year. Her daughter was very, very quiet to herself, sweet, sweet little girl. And I've pulled her out of her shell, because I don't let her sit by herself. We include her. At first, she didn't want to talk. She's smiling more, got a beautiful smile. I always tell her, every time you smile, you're so beautiful. But even when she's not smiling, of course, but I told her, I want you to smile more. It looks great on you. But I just see her light shining more. You know, she was just kind of like down and out, but baby, that's a whole new little girl. And it took a minute to work with her, because like some kids, they just be sitting there. But I'm one of those, I'm determined. No, you don't get to just sit here and just listen. You're going to participate. So you kind of got to like ease your way with these girls. But what all it is they have to trust you. They have to trust the situation, trust the whole environment before they are able to open up to you. And that is what is created here, what we talk about stays in the group. I respect that my girls don't be out here talking about each other, what goes on in the group. So I always tell my little girls, whatever we talk about is between us. But if someone is hurting you, I'm at liberty to tell your parent. I have to. That's my duty to do that. So I just feel like it's a great safe place for their daughters. And sometimes, like you say, they might not be getting along with their parents. And I can get down to the common denominator of what the issue is. I've talked to parents. I've had parents sometimes calling me, asking me for advice, you know, which is like, it's great because they trust me. You know what I'm saying? They respect my opinion. And again, I tell anybody before they rail their children, I am not a therapist. I have like started to reach out to, you know, a therapist now to try to get that extra help in. And I feel like it wasn't perfect when I started in 2020. It's not perfect right now, but God just told me to do it. And I took 5 steps, God gave me 15. And I just keep taking more steps and just keep going. Just keep going with it. Sometimes we're not getting the funding, and I feel like that we do a lot of great work, but that's okay. They don't stop me from applying. We do community work. I teach my girls about giving back. So we do 3 events a year, which is August. We do our back to school giveaway. We just did our 4th one. We're about to be doing our turkey giveaway. This will be our 4th one. And then we do our toy giveaway in December, another 4th one. And then we're going to introduce health and wellness fair in January as well. So that's something new that we're doing. I'm super, super excited about like educating our community, which myself, the girls, about, you know, mental health, things like that. So I feel like personally, we do a lot of great work that can potentially carry on to their adulthood, just a little grade on their college application. And even when they get into college, they're going to want to be involved in some more things, you know, far as community work and things like that. So I think that, you know, with the tools and the things that I have, I think that we're doing a phenomenal job because we're changing lives, and parents and the kids are seeing it. They refer a lot of people to children. They refer people to the program, the parents as well. I get, you know, definitely increased on social media a lot, but I just say, check us out. I promise you, your daughter will love it.
I believe so, y'all. Like, you can't beat it. If you did not hear her, I am going to repeat. This is only $50 flat. Jennifer did mention in earlier, but I'm going to ask again just for clarification. Jennifer, if they cannot give the 50 to you in one flat fee, is there a way that they can do that, you work with payment plans with
it? Absolutely. Absolutely. Always.
Okay,
we ain't gonna never let something like that stop them from enrolling their daughter. Never.
So listen, y'all, it is payment plans available. This is 50 flat for your young lady who, you know, if you're a guardian, if you're an aunt, if you're, you know, a mom that no longer understands your sweet little girl, because it happens, okay? Zeta Nicole Girls is here for you. This is where your young ladies, your little girls start to learn how to bond with other young ladies. Because I'm telling you, everything Jennifer said was spot on. As you grow into your own woman, you will lose friends. Okay. And this has to be implemented early in life that, hey, look, sometimes you outgrow friendships. Sometimes they circle back around, but always, you know, support the other woman and move around. Is also located in Hammond. She teaches the young ladies how to do community service. She basically is showing them how to be well-rounded individuals. Even when they age out, she encourages, you know, volunteership, how to come back, how to speak to the other young ladies who are now enrolled. We call them fresh meat. So the fresh meats come in, you know. So this can't be beat. And Jennifer, I just want to tell you, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You have rocked with me extremely hard trying to get this.
It's been a journey.
Man. Okay.
But God.
But listen, that's all we go, because the booty cheeks is real tight, like for real. Like I said, people don't know what's going behind the scenes, but I'm sitting here on edge like, yo, I'm like sexy red, my booty meat brown. You know what I'm saying? Damn. Lord.
We got it done.
Finally. Okay. Yes. So y'all, follow her on all these platforms available. What's the address again, Jennifer?
6340 Kennedy Avenue. You'll see the sign that say All-in-One Tax Services. That's my office where I do my business out of, but I have the girls here in my office on Saturdays.
So Saturdays from 12 to 3, moms, parents, single dads, drop them on off and y'all get three hours of pleasure, whatever you want to do.
And I feed them.
And she feed them.
Yeah.
Like y'all can't beat this. So if this has touched you in any way, and like I said at the beginning, we looking to expand. You know, Jennifer is looking to expand. So if there is any type of networking to be done as far as location movements, more transportation, volunteers, if you all want to get involved, the holidays are coming up. Zeta Nicole Girls is indeed the place for you and your babies. You see the passion, or you hear the passion in her voice. These young ladies love going and having a safe space. What we did not talk about, but I'll just say, when you want to become a volunteer, Jennifer takes it very seriously. So there is a screening that takes place. Just understand that she does not want anybody who is not of good seed, of good fruit, around these young ladies. So again, Jennifer, girl.
Yeah, I check them out thoroughly. I look at social media, all of that stuff, because no.
Yeah, they have to be safe, because what these young ladies want to talk about, you know, is important, and they want to make sure that nobody is spraying their business. So I appreciate this so much, Jennifer. I love how you've spoken to the 14-year-old, Jennifer, because you are definitely keeping your word to that 14-year-old. You're giving back to the community, and that's where it starts. These girls won't ever forget you. You never forget who made a positive or a negative impression.
Yeah.
Chances are we will remember both, but hopefully we won't let the bad override the good, you know? So this is your episode, finally, child.
Got it done. I'm so excited.
I am too. So this will be released, y'all, 6 p.m. Pass it, share it. And also in closing, if you all have any type of business, I don't call them small businesses, I call them beginning businesses. If you have any type of thing that you want, hit me up. I have my email on all my platforms. Y'all, come on, hit me up. We can hop on this line and bring more attention to whatever you're doing. So in the meantime, be good to one another. Pass this information, share it. We got Zeta Nicole Girls on my line, finally, you all. And we are available on all platforms. So until then, you all, until next Wednesday, where I'll have another guest. I'll thank you guys so much for rocking with me, for listening to Put Your Phone Down podcast. I definitely see you. I see the increase, and I am loving it. Thank you to my new members. And again, thank you for rocking with Put Your Phone Down podcast, y'all. I'm your host, Keisha.